Some of it's technology we may be using. Some of it is additional knowledge we're using. The main goal here is to make our plants grow earlier, sooner, faster, taller, stronger, so we can eat them quicker or enjoy flowers on them.
And how do we do that?
The first thing gardeners should have already been doing is having their soil covered with clear plastic and weeded, and having the fertilizer and compost already mixed in. From there, we can start planting now. Here it is early April still. And things are warming up earlier than usual, and we want to have our technology. Plastic is definitely high technology stuff. If you get really fancy with heating mats to start to put underneath potting flats, so if you can plug them in, keep them warm, you can start plants indoors on top of a warm water heater or in your furnace room if you've got lights in there. It's warmth. It's really about warmth and having enough light to make them grow sooner and faster.
Is there a particular temperature?
A lot of times that will be right on the seed packets. Is usually that information has optimum germination temperatures as well as a range. So something like spinach will germinate, but it may take 2 or 3 weeks at 45 degrees, where at 70 degrees it may only take 4 or 5 days. So same thing with whether it be tomatoes or carrots or peas. We can pre-sprout them indoors in warmer conditions, maybe only for 3 or 4 days, just to soak up water into those seeds, and then plant them out into the ground. Again, we are gaining a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe, on our season by doing that.
And I know we've gone through this before, but you don't want to all of a sudden take those vulnerable little seedlings and push them out into 40-degree overnight temperatures.
Well, again, that's why we need to be warming that soil. So if we have the plastic, clear plastic, that's important, not black, on the soil. So once we get that soil warmer, then it will hold the heat overnight. We can add around, if we are planting seedlings, and we've talked about hardening off, we need to harden off, get them used to it. But again, we're talking about just barely sprouted seeds, which are planted and then covered with soil, and then they're covered up with the plastic, and even between the soil and the plastic, having another layer of rime, horticultural fabric. It's thin, very thin, almost like a very thin fleece that lets light through, that acts as an extra blanket, holds an extra 3 to 5 degrees of heat. So where all of this is about warmth and keeping the warmth in, we can also, underneath that, we can have plastic jugs, pop bottles filled with water, again, on the soil, even partially buried in the soil, which helps hold heat. Outside, yeah. In our garden beds. All of this is a heat reservoir.
Isn't that sort of kind of a technique for frost protection down south, like in Florida and the citrus crops?
Oh, down south and up north. Yeah. All of those. Yeah. All of us here. You could maybe add some dark food coloring or dark coloring to the water if you wanted to, or have dark colored, paint your milk jugs if you wanted, so that they heat up even a little bit more. We can do the same stuff in the greenhouse, again, as extra heat storage. It's all about, again, we're trying to keep those little seeds and seedlings warmer so they grow faster. And even if they are predicting snow for this weekend, hopefully the weather wizards are wrong.
This may be a silly question, but super cold water right out of the tap, does that have any effect on them?
It does. It is. And if we've got starts and or straight out of the hose too. You know, initially that if you've got your hose laying out there in the sun, that first water out of it can be fairly nice and warm. And then the stuff that comes through the pipes, through the ground, is cold. I mean, that may be 40-degree water. It is a shock. So if we're watering indoor plants, fill those extra milk jugs with water, and that also lets the chlorine evaporate off, but lets it warm up to like 60 degrees, much less of a shock to the little plants. So yeah, that's a big change if you've got plants in your house that are at 70 degrees and suddenly you water them with 40-degree water. It slows them down. It is a shock, just like getting into that cold shower.
Anything else that we need to learn or need to keep in mind here in the first few weeks of the season?
Again, look at the seed packets. They really tell you a lot of information and timing as far as when to start stuff, but really they are guidelines, and if we are pushing, we are pushing the season. And so we can gain time on them. But again, remember that some plants like tomatoes and peppers are semi-tropical, and they need consistent warmer temperatures. So look at cool weather crops, cabbages, broccoli, spinach, radishes, bok choy, mustard greens. Lots of that stuff can go in the ground right now, and it will grow faster if we warm it up for them.
Okay. Ed Barsky, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.